All right. Good morning, saints. How's everyone doing this morning? Praise God. Welcome to House on the Rock Church Healing Class. My name is Pastor Sean, and I'm excited to welcome everyone here this morning. All right. Just before we go on in this class this morning, I'd like to say a word of prayer and then go ahead and start with a question. Okay. Father, we just thank you for this time. Thank you, Father, for individuals here gathered. Thank you, Father, for every heart here this morning, set and ready to receive of the fullness of that which we have in you by way of manifestation. Thank you, Father, for healing made sure. Thank you, Father, for the fullness that we have in you as it concerns healing and walking in divine health. Thank you, Lord, because by your Spirit you help us to get it, to really get it, to understand and have the revelation of the done reality of your word entrenched in our hearts and to live victoriously in that regard. We give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Last week, we considered the topic, healed or what? Healed or what? And the premise of that was to, from scriptures, take a look at and see how that God's word expressly states, Isaiah chapter 53, verses 4 and 5, 1 Peter in chapter 2, verse 24, combined together, that by his stripes we are healed. And when Peter wrote, by revelation, under unction, 1 Peter in chapter 2, verse 24, he said, by his stripes we were healed. And so we considered, took a look at the reality that seeing as it relates to healing, a future perspective, having a future perspective, or seeing your healing as something that is yet to happen, or something in the future which you don't have, serves as one of the hindrances. It's one of the things that hinders you from actually seeing the manifestation or the reality of that which is yours now. When you think, oh, I don't have it, I'm going to get it. It's future. And so we asked ourselves a question. Why is it hard or difficult for us to see or appreciate the done reality of God's word as it concerns healing? Why? That was what we looked at. That was what we considered. And so this morning we're going to continue on along the same lines. But this one I titled this, Healed? Question mark. What next? What else? What then? What now? Are you healed? Are you healed? Yes. Do you know that for a fact concerning you? Because the word says that. Okay, just before we go on this morning, I want to read 1 Peter in chapter 2, verse 24. 1 Peter in chapter 2, verse 24. I want to read this from the Christian Standard Bible, and there are a number of versions that have it in this wise or in this manner. A turn on the phraseology, just if you would listen. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, so that having died to sins, we might live for righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed. By his wounds, by his stripes, by that sacrifice, by that work, complete as it is in nature, you have been healed. And that's still harping back or harping on, touching on the issue of the tense in there, which we have to have a hold on, have a good grasp of, the tense. You were healed. Put it in a different way, the Revised Standard has it that way, Darby, and so many others, you have been healed. Can we say that? I have been healed. One more time. I have been healed by his stripes, by his wound. That's the reality to which you have been called. That's your abounding reality here and now. Not just with a future tinge or a future sense, but here and now. Again, because we have quite a number of people here this week that weren't here last week. Why is it hard? Why is it difficult to accept this as revealed in God's word as so? What are the challenges in that regard? Why is it hard? Why is it difficult? God's word says it, correct? So is it true? So why don't we see it in that light? Do we see it in that light? What makes it difficult? Gail.
We give over to the five senses instead of staying true to his word or the truth of his word.
Could you? No. That's not for amplification. That's just to be able to get it on the recording accurately.
We look to the five senses instead of to the truth of his word, we're ruled by our physical pain or whatever we have going on.
So we're ruled by the five senses. You have something?
Well, it's like salvation. Salvation's been paid for the whole world. It's a question of receiving it. And it's the same thing with healing, prosperity. It's all paid for, all provided. And it's really up to us to receive what he's done. So we have to renew our mind by this living word and receive what he's done. But, Jesus had more trouble with religious people. And today it's the same thing, even though we meet people that know God, they don't believe like we believe, that it's all done. And so it really, it's entirely up to us to receive it. And it's for every single one. But we have to renew our minds and we have to change our thinking. We got to get a revelation of what took place in our spirit man. You know, that we are perfect. We're complete. We have the same spirit. When we go to heaven, our spirit's not going to change. That's how perfect it is. And we know that we are one with God. 1 Corinthians 6:17, he who is joined unto the Lord is one spirit with the Lord. So everything has been accomplished, and it's really entirely up to us to receive what he's done. And it's almost too good to be true. Over in Psalms, it says, don't forget his benefits. But see, your soul or your natural mind has a tendency to forget what he has done. Because we have to really tune out the world, and we have to get a hold of this living word. I mean, this word is, it's like, say, a spirit and a truth. And as we do this, and it's a process of Mark 4 talks about the cares and distractions of the world, it'll choke the word, because the world enters into our heart or into our thinking. It's your mind is what you got to change. When we change our thinking and start, when you have doubt is in your head. It's not in your spirit. So we have to get our minds to where they are renewed with the word of God.
Amen. Hallelujah. So you jumped towards to the end of the message, but that's fine. Right. I was about to call him up here. I'll be right with you. Call him up. No, that's fine. That's fine. But in leading up to that, though, we always have to keep in mind when we say, when it comes out, or when we say that, oh, it's up to us to receive, we have to be able to draw the line in that regard to know exactly what we're talking about in that regard as it concerns healing. That's the next point we're going to touch on now. But thank you, brother. That was great. Pastor?
Thank you. When you mentioned the fact that looking at this in a different light, looking at healing in a different light, the first thing that came to my mind was that we look at healing, we look at the areas of healing, we look at the manifestation or the reality of healing in our bodies as through our own eyes. You know, in 1 John chapter 1, verse 5 says, God is light, And in him is no darkness at all. And here's the point of what really I believe you brought up to me and gave me some clarity on, was that we have such a tendency to look through the darkness of our own finite, our capabilities, our works, our efforts, our circumstances, and everything else, rather than looking through the eyes of Jesus, looking through the eyes of God, and this light, this perfection, this completion, this everything that he is, everything that he's given, everything that he's provided, without a lie, without a hindrance. It's looking through the light of who he is that comes through the revelation knowledge of Jesus Christ to our hearts. That's really, that's the light that we need to look at healing in, that that you brought up to my heart anyway.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you. 1 John 1:5. Thank you, Pastor. All right, praise God. As it concerns the senses, that's always, let's have this as a rule, not just in our back pockets, but also in our hearts, okay? 2 Corinthians in chapter 5, verse 7. I know you brought that up. We walk by what?
Faith.
By what? Faith. By faith, and not by what? Faith. Not by sight. Not by our senses. Not by sensory perception. Not by all the five senses, as Elliot mentioned, or even thinking, motions, and so many other things of that nature that pertain or that have their foundation or their anchorage in this world. But as he mentioned, it's about the truth concerning you as a spirit man, as one who's born after God in righteousness and true holiness, as a child of God, as someone who possesses his life and his nature. All right. Something I want us to consider. Let's take a walk down this path. When we make statements such as these, God, and hear me clearly on this, and I want you to get this, God can heal you. God can heal them. God can heal me. That's one. Second tranche, or second number of statements, God wants you well. God's will is that you be in what?
Health.
In health, right? Okay. Prosper and be in health, right? Okay. And things of that nature. And we say, okay, God can and God will. Are you following this? So that sounds like what?
Future.
Okay. So when we have those conceptions in our minds and we articulate that in words, we need to be careful. Hear me this morning. We need to be careful in the area of our belief system, in the area of our understanding, because when that manifestation then doesn't occur, what's the natural human tendency?
Doubt.
Okay, doubt. What else?
But it's not done. It's not a done deal.
Okay, so that it's not a done deal. We're getting there. What else? Okay, so it's based on your performance. What else do I need to do? And that comes forth by saying, oh, it's not God, it's me, right? When we make that statement, oh, it's me. So we need to be thinking, friends. We need to always ask ourselves, what do these things mean? What do these statements mean? What effect are they having on your heart, on my heart, when I say things of that nature, okay? And that's great. One more. I'm looking for one more. What does human nature default to when you say, when we say, for example, God can, God will, or God wills, and then in our situation or circumstance, we don't see that materialize in this area of whether by manifestation or we don't see, in quote, what we term as results. What's the natural human tendency?
Maybe it's not the will of God for me to be healed.
Okay.
In this particular situation.
All right, so maybe it's not the will of God for me to be healed in this particular situation. That's very close. Pat, you had something?
It didn't work.
It didn't work? All right, but truly, 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 let me give a clue. Okay, go ahead, Teresa.
It isn't done yet.
It isn't done yet?
Fear.
Okay, great thoughts. Anyone else? Okay, so here's the clue, friends. Human natural tendency. by way of default, who, in our estimation or in thought process, whether consciously or unconsciously, who do we think is at fault?
Listen, friends.
When we say we are responsible, what do we really mean by that? Ross.
There's something perhaps that we have done or haven't done that keeps God from being able to intervene in our situation.
Correct. So there's something we have done or haven't done, whether by way of condemnation, whatever it is, by way of condemnation. But I like that phrase right there, that's keeping God from doing. Yes, Pastor.
Could I interject just one more thing? I don't know which microphone you're using.
I'm using both.
One of the things that I believe that you brought up was the fact that we have, it's God's fault. Ultimately, and no, there's probably not a one of us that would say this in, well, maybe we would. There's probably not a one of us that would say this out loud. But in our thinking, and our thinking happens in our heart, is that it's God's fault. And what we've done is we've made a judgment. And when we judge, and we judge, of course, incorrectly almost all the time, when we judge, it bounces back on us. It diffuses and the finished work of the cross in our lives when we make a judgment about God or regarding what he said or his word. And it what happens is it boomerangs in the negative back on us, and that's what we get to reap. So thank you for bringing that up.
Amen. Praise God. As that saying goes, that's it, folks.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's fine. That's great. That's awesome. Friends, what I'm trying to bring up this morning is that the truth of the matter is, regardless of how many times you say, oh, it's my fault, and we go into, you know, judgment, searching ourselves, what we've done wrong, said wrong, where we've been, and all of that stuff, at the core of it, in our hearts and our thinking, we're laying blame on God. Because if we're saying he will and he can and all of the good stuff and it doesn't happen, the mindset, natural tendency, and that's why I asked the question that way, what's the human tendency? Is to say, oh, it's his fault one way or the other. And in the final analysis, after you've done all the judgment, made all the judgment calls and all the excuses and all of that stuff, you still want to lay it back at God's feet. But our Father is a good, good Father and a loving Father. And we need to see that not only did he provide by way of that great sacrifice, he conveyed healing. I don't know what other word I can use. He conveyed it to us the moment we believed, the moment we exercised faith, one, in Jesus Christ and in that finished work of the cross as described in Isaiah in chapter 53. And something that has become so real in my heart, and I always share this, and I'm not shy to say it, as it relates to healing, because I see it clearly, is Romans in chapter 1. Did I say Romans? I meant John 1:16. John in chapter 1, verse 16. What does it say? Of his fullness, we have all received grace upon grace. And I've seen this by way of revelation. We'll get to that later. To see how that this includes the grace of healing, which is mine. This includes the grace of healing, which is yours, to richly enjoy now. Not future tense, but now. And why is this crucial? Why is this important, friends? Because we tend to see it as, oh, it's provided. But we don't see the correlation, or we don't see the other side of it, or the other aspect that I have received. And so when I ask the question, healed, what next? It's The whole question, friends, is, how does this manifest? How does this come out? Because I have it already. Well, you can't talk about manifestation if you don't already know that you got it, that you already got it, that you already have it. If you see yourself as not having it, you're struggling to get it. That's different and distinct from having it, and then all that is left is what? A working out or a bringing forth. Because guess what? God so loaded you with all that you need, all that you needed, all that I need in that regard. Ephesians 1, 3. And then we'll get more specific now as it relates to healing. Ephesians in chapter 1, verse 3. Short form. What does it say? Ardent students of God's word. Healing class. Ephesians in chapter 1, verse 3. Who's got it? Yes, please.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
Thank you. Who has blessed us, another version says, with every spiritual blessing that heaven has to offer. God's word translation. That's God's word translation. He's blessed you that way. And so as it relates to healing, if I may phrase it this way, friends, if I may say it this way, the tools, someone say tools, which you need to be able to get to experience this reality in your walk here on earth, God has deposited on the inside of you. God has given to you already, which is part of that whole theme of you've been given and you have received. But the shift in mindset, as we're going to end up with renewing the mind, the shift in mindset, the shift in perspective, interestingly, that's what's going on later on today, is to see how that you have received. And I cannot tell you how much, friends. For me, it's been a game changer. And I have no doubt for you, it also will be in your experience. That shift that I have received. I have received of his fullness. I have received. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. So we covered that. The mindset of future hinders. We need to see that God has already healed us and he's provided the tools. How? Number one, he's made tremendous power available on the inside of you. Ephesians in chapter 3, verse 20. Ephesians in chapter 3, verse 20. Wow, I wish I could break this down today, but I'll touch on it. Unto him who is able to what? Do exceedingly abundantly above what? All that we can ask or think. According to what? Look into your Bibles, please. According to whose power? Yes, Teresa.
The same power that raised Christ from the dead.
According to his power, that is at work where?
In us.
Within you. Within me. He's made tremendous power available so that even as it relates to healing, there's power at work on the inside. And we've touched on in healing class, there's authority that goes with that. The authority we received when we were birthed into his kingdom, birthed into his family, birthed into his kingdom. So, but that's an aside. So there's tremendous power at work within the believer. How does this play out? We're talking about healing this morning. Romans in chapter 8. Romans in chapter 8. So I'm making three points. This is the second point. I'm making three points with three scriptures. And then I'm going to ask if we see a theme running through. Is that okay? All right. Romans in chapter 8, verse 11. But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells where? Dwells in you. He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies, will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit, who dwells where? Who dwells where? So there's a quickening, there's an energizing of your body, there's a quickening of your body, there's an enlivening of your body. How? According to what? His spirit, who is where? Outside of you. No, inside of you. Tremendous power available. His spirit on the inside. Rejuvenation to your body. Recreation where necessary by the power of God. Nothing doubting. No doubting. The third, Hebrews in chapter 4. Hebrews in chapter 4. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In a nutshell, we know that very well. Verse 12 is where I'm going, is the port of call. His word is what? Living and active. Full of power. Sharper than what? Any two-edged sword. Guess what that word does? Has the capacity for? The word. There's internal work and operation that the word engenders, that the word works out. That's why when we say, oh, renewing, when we talk about renewing the mind, it's by God's word. And God's word has that recreative effect and power, having an effect on every area of the human frame, including your bodies. Doesn't God's word say, doesn't God's word reveal that his word is medicine?
Yes.
To us? To your bodies? Doesn't it say that? All right. So, because of time, any threads, friends? What do you see? We just touched on provision God has made, what God has deposited, placed within. What do you see?
Healing is already within me.
Can you say that again, please?
Healing is already within me.
Amen. Healing is already within you. Healing is what? I say it this way. Healing is on the inside. So, here's my heart. So that when we talk about receiving, when we talk about reception, it's about, at best, that's why I say we need to be careful, when we need to draw the lines here. At best, we're talking about in the area of what? Manifestation. At best, we're talking about in the area of manifestation. Not that you haven't already received your healing, because you have. And I'm saying that the best way to get to that point where you see it is to believe the done reality first. I agree with God's word as it concerns the fact that it's past. It's a past tense reality, which is yours now. And then in effectively utilizing what God has given to you in the place of communion and relationship, you can better see results in your life as you walk here on earth, in your bodies, or in that condition, or in that situation. And the greatest way, friends, as always, is by renewing our minds. Our minds that have been programmed in one way to say, oh, here I am again. It's flu season, or I'm sick, or this is the condition, or this is the ailment, or this is the injury, and your senses have locked on to that over time. Your sight, your hearing, your everything, feelings, emotions, everything has locked, is locked in to say, oh, As far as ownership, this is what I have, this is who I am. It runs in the family, genealogy. Everyone has it, so I have it. Everyone has it, so I have to have it. No, you don't. Why? Because that chain has been broken. Your nativity changed when you said yes to Jesus. Your line changed when you said yes to Jesus and received his own life, his own nature. So that's the divine nature of Abba that now flows in your body, in your veins. Amen. Any questions, thoughts? Teresa.
How do you speak when you're waiting for manifestation, say of a particular eye ailment, and you prayed and the manifestation of the healing hasn't presented, you know you're healed. So.
Okay. How do you pray? Was that the question?
No.
Oh.
How do you speak?
Oh, how do you
so
speak?
So that you do not nullify or you do not go against what you know and believe in the word.
Okay. How do you speak, friends?
About manifestation.
Thank you.
Not being yet presented.
Thank you, Teresa.
If you really believe you receive, you speak with thankfulness. It won't even come up the other way if you're truly thankful because you truly believe. So you just go along and just thank the Lord and be joyful, and that won't come up. It's like salvation. If you believed you're saved, you don't ever say, Jesus is God, but. There is no but. He is. That's all there is to it. Well, if you believe you're healed, it won't come out your mouth. It's not there. So just go along with a thankful spirit, and it won't come up.
Scott, thank you.
I recently had an issue with my son, and I believe, and I speak, he's not a believer, but I had people praying, and I know that accomplishes things. But I had to tell myself every day, don't be afraid. Fear not. God said it, so I did it. Do not be afraid. It comes up. You can't help it sometimes. Even though you believe it and you know it, it comes up. And isn't it 365 times in the Bible, he says, do not be afraid. One for every day. So I said it.
Glory to God.
Do not be afraid.
Amen. Hallelujah. Pat, you had something?
It's going to answer your question, but I wanted to tag on to what Gail said. What Gail said in the very beginning when she spoke about feelings as a hindrance to believing the word. You know, sometimes people don't even think they believe because you're basing it on a feeling. If you don't feel like you believe, you're judging yourself like I'm not really believing, and you can get discouraged. And I wanted to wrap up, well, Pastor will wrap it up, but I wanted to tag on to Pastor's teaching from 1 Corinthians 2:12. And I'm going to change the pronouns. For you did not receive the spirit of this world system, but the spirit of God.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember last week, I touched on the importance of relationship. Knowing the one behind these promises will open the door to the power that's, he mentioned from Romans 8:11, the power that's within you, knowing the one within you. So you received, each of you have received the Spirit of God. Get a revelation of this, appreciate this, so that you might come to understand and experience manifestation, all that grace has lavished upon you. You want to ask the Holy Spirit, Teresa, that's part of the answer to your question. Is what you speak, ask him what to speak. And, you know, we try not to ask questions that limit God to A or B. Leave it open-ended so he can answer you. And you want to remember, he's only going to tell you what you want to know. So if you can first ask him to look at your heart and help you open your heart to his answers, then that even clears the way even more to hearing the Holy Spirit. The rest of this verse, 1 Corinthians 2:12, it's from the Passion. I'm going to read 13. Teresa, we articulate these realities mm-hmm. with the words imparted to us by the Spirit mm-hmm. and not with the words taught by human wisdom. And I want to encourage you when you go up with our prayer team that you join together spirit-revealed truth with spirit-revealed words. Someone living on an entirely human level rejects the revelations of God's Spirit, for they make no sense to him. He can't understand the revelations of the Spirit because they are only discovered by the illumination of the Spirit. You speak Spirit-inspired words. You come up and join with our prayer team members who believe they're receiving from the Spirit to help you manifest what you have received. Believing is a choice of your will. And when you give him even the tiniest bit, he can come in and show you so much.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. The Spirit is one. Thank you. That was the conclusion in a nutshell. And then I'm just going to go up top from that. But that was just basically the synopsis for the conclusion. So healed? Question mark. What next? You're thinking, receiving the manifestation, yes, and this harps on, touches on your perspective, how you're seeing, how you're thinking. Are you seeing through God's perspective, through the lens of God's eyes, that you're healed, that you already, one, performed it, perfected it, delivered it, and that it's yours, it's conveyed, you've received. That shift, friends, has to occur, that you have received. And that aids tremendously in the area of you then getting to see, to experience that in your life, in your walk, in your bodies. And that comes by renewing the mind. Romans in chapter 12, verse 2. Romans 12, 2. It says, be not conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now, the renewal of the mind is not just about the thoughts or the thinking. So it's not just what you're thinking, but the how that you're thinking, the how you see things, the perspective, so that you're now having God's perspective. And the only way you can get that, friends, is by God's word in seeing the done reality. I can throw the book at you and go over several portions. And friends, what you will see in there is past tense based on what God did, not based on what you did or can do or could do. But you have to give yourself over to him in the place of relationship by the word. And then you see this occur. All right. 1 Corinthians, everyone, let's turn there. 1 Corinthians in chapter 2. One thing that also helps tremendously, Teresa, based on your question as well, is healed, but I don't see it. How many have ever asked, I don't see it. I don't see it. I can't visualize. How can I see it? How can I see it? Sometimes that's what crops up in our hearts. I don't see it. The way, friends, to see it. The way to see it. One, God's word. And that ties into what we're about to see now as well in 1 Corinthians in chapter 2. Let's see this, friends. Let's look in there as we close, wrap up this morning. 1 Corinthians in chapter 2. Same portion we were at just now, but I want to take it from a couple of verses earlier, verse 9. I'll buzz through. But as it is written, and I'm going to show one or two traps here. As it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. So, we go in there and immediately there's a sense sometimes when we go in there, the sense we get is what? The sense we get is what? Future, the thing we started with, what he has prepared for those who love him. Okay, eyes have not seen nor ear heard. What God has prepared, where? Prepared where? In the sweet by and by. Is that it? Okay, all right, that's a trap. So don't fall into that trap. Don't miss it that way, okay? It has extension for that, but it has relevance and import for what? For now. Someone say now. All right, next verse. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. 11. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Next verse, port of call, where we're headed. Verse 12. Now, can you see that? Yeah. Now we have what? We have received. Someone say received. Not the spirit of the world, that But what? But the Spirit who is from God, that what? That we might what? Know. That we might know, recognize, become aware of, understand, acknowledge, know the things that have been what? Freely given to us by God. You, what you read earlier, Pat, was that Amplified? That was Amplified, correct? What, Passion? Okay. I was going to have it read in the Amplified version, but that's fine. Friends, the bottom line is this. And then he goes on what she read earlier. Comparing spiritual with spiritual. Communicating spiritual through spiritual words to spiritual men, or however you want to put it. Bottom line, friends, is by revelation. But for revelation to be real to your heart, to be real and to have an impact on your belief system as it relates to healing and walking in divine health. For it to be real there, friends, you have to still anchor and start from that standing point that you have received and that it's been freely given to you. Any other way, friends? That's going to have us having, that's going to have me, that's going to have us in that cycle of whereby, oh, somebody can, and then boom, it's like a brick wall and it's like nothing is happening. Boom, it's like a brick wall and then there's no, basically it's like a struggle, it's like a continuum of struggle. But if we can get God's perspective, see that we're healed, realize what he's placed on the inside, effectively maximize that in the place of relationship and surrender by his word, in the place of prayer and place of worship and all that he's opened up to us based on the union we have with him, then you get to see manifestations occur more and more on a more frequent basis in your life, and you see yourself walking in victory that he's provided by his cross. Amen? Amen. Any questions, thoughts? Yes.
Mm-hmm. So,
is it a question or a thought?
It was a thought. It's okay. A real short thought.
Yeah, very short.
Yeah, it'll be real short. But when you said, when it becomes real to you, that's when you start getting the manifestation, right? It has to become real to you.
The past tense reality, yes.
Yes, the past tense reality. And I remember when I used to watch Andrew Womack on TV at 11 o'clock at night, and he was doing the healing stuff. I'm done in just a moment. And I remember watching it after a while, and I'm sitting in front of the TV, and what came out of my mouth, and I didn't do it, it just came out of my mouth, says, this stuff is real. And after that, that's when my family started to see healing. So,
amen.
At that point, the Holy Spirit gave it to me. It's like, I got it. You know, this is real. And it came out of the mouth. It just says, this stuff is real.
Amen.
That's when it all changed.
Amen. Amen. So game changer, friends. You had something, John? 20 seconds.
The problem is, for many of us, this needs to be our reality all the time, not just when we get sick.
Mm-hmm.
But
good word,
sometimes
bro.
The only time we run to him for this is when we get sick. But if we were intimate with him all the time, chances are you probably wouldn't get sick. But if you did, you'd receive it a lot quicker because it's the norm.
Hallelujah. Amen. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Prayer team members, would you come up? I want to implore this morning, if you're here and I want to phrase it this way. Maybe the situation or the condition is not just necessarily the physical as far as an ailment. Maybe it touches or borders on your heart as it concerns getting this. And you've had challenges in that area. I want to implore you, I want to ask that you step up, step out in faith this morning and join up with one of our prayer team members here. And they can speak choice and chosen words as by the Holy Spirit to your heart directly. And there'll be impact and there'll be change in that situation. If it's a physical condition, don't be shy, don't be bashful. In faith, you join up with these ones. And trust me, friends, they get to spark you up by the Holy Ghost. And you see change in that situation as well. If you have any other need, this moment is your time. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this time. Thank you, Lord, for the healings represented in this room. Thank you, Father, for helping us to get it, the truth of your word, the reality we are healed. Thank you, Father, because we walk victoriously even in this life, walking in healing and divine health, which you provided by Christ Jesus. We know it's ours. We know it's a done deal. And we say, thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, back in time for the service at 10:45. Thank you for your time. Love you so much.